Hello there. Hello, my name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, may I speak with Henry, please?
Yes, this is Henry.
Hi, Henry. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not sending anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. Would you mind helping us out with a survey, sir?
The best I could, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. We really appreciate it. let's get started here. And you are Henry Borkowski, right?
I am.
Okay. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
42.
42? Thank you, sir. And what is, are you retiring now or are you still working?
No, I'm starting to retire.
You're soon to be, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Marble seller.
Okay, let me see. Marble, it's right here. Thank you, sir. on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey-level mechanic, a finisher, or an improver?
A foreman.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on, yes or no, are you currently working at a trade? And you said yes, right?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not working now.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months?
I haven't been working. I'm sort of like disabled.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, thank you. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I couldn't answer.
Okay. This next question is similar. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as this time last year?
I think fewer.
Fewer, okay. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
I believe so.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I believe so.
Okay, thank you, sir. That would be a yes. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed yourself as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through state or local government, privately, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I think more.
Okay, thank you, sir. But now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, it will get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Okay, thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned about? So I'm going to go through the list here. Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat, the heat, the cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have.
Okay, and was that in person or online?
In person.
Okay, thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. So we have three activities here. The first one is union organizing. Yes or no?
No.
Second one, political canvassing.
No.
And the last one is picketing.
No.
Thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Changing the subject to the world beyond the unions, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So we have six categories here, the radio, cable news, the internet, social media, print or online newspapers,
cable news,
and friends and neighbors, that's another category. So local news programming, would you say?
Yes.
The internet? Okay. What about the radio? Would you put that on in the middle?
No, it's just, well, is that the same as a TV? As it's how, you know, like TV, you know, I just watch the news on TV.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, immigration, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, support for labor unions, education,
immigration.
Healthcare, immigration. Okay, thank you, sir. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
I have no clue. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I couldn't answer that. I'm not a political person.
Okay. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over the disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute?
The workers. I would support the workers' side.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. So we have some categories.
I disapprove.
Here, sir.
I disapprove of everything with Biden.
Okay, so strongly disapprove, right?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Are you a registered voter, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in the next elections for president and other offices in November of 2024?
Most likely.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democratic Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages,
no.
retirement security? No? Okay. Thank you, sir. And thinking back, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair also.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done here. How could the union, this is an open-ended question, we need your opinion. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Better schooling for the apprentices.
Okay. So you think that they should offer better schooling, right?
Yes.
Okay. Better schooling for apprentices. Okay, give me a second here. Four. Okay, thank you for that. Next, another open-ended question. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Landing jobs.
I'm sorry?
Getting these non-unions to unions. Signing these companies up to become unions.
Okay, signing the non-union workers to become union workers?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a second here, be calm. Thank you, sir. Next. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job sites, text, mail, email, or union meetings?
Text and union meetings.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to you?
Mm-hmm.
Once a year, a couple of times a year, four or more times a year, or never?
It's occasionally, so.
Maybe a couple of times a year?
A couple of times, yes.
Okay. And now I would like to ask you a few statistical questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, are a Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or closer to the Republican Party?
Neither. No.
Okay, neither. Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
That doesn't matter. I'm
okay.
A Caucasian, white American.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have you just say your first name, please?
Mr. Bukowski.
You're Henry, right?
I am.
Okay, so can you just say your name out loud, your first name?
Okay, I think I'm done now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
He went to the whole survey. He went through the whole survey, and the last thing when I asked him to say
Sometimes, you know, when you're like 90, you probably finish with yourself.